This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for an evening stroll if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports, the IDF struck Hamas's naval police headquarters earlier this hour, killing several terrorists. The facility in Gaza was used to rebuild Hamas's military strength. Also, news coming in now from JNS, the IDF targeted a Hamas naval police HQ in Khan Yunis, killing a cell commander, among others. Also this hour, Ynet reports Iran is boasting of a clash with Israel, claiming it broke the ceasefire equation. Iranian officials warn of harsher retaliation. Separately, Israeli ministers are clashing over responses to Iran and Lebanon. According to I-24 News, Ben-Gvir and Dichter are at odds over the strategy. And finally, the Times of Israel reports Vance calls the Iran deal a home run for the American people, stating the main U.S. goal is to prevent a nuclear Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Misgav Institute for National Security posted minutes ago, Mark Dubovitz from FDD says Iran's nuclear program is set back 2.5 to 3 years, urging Trump to use military force to open the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Belaz News shared footage of Trump post-game, noting he was cheered by fans, claiming he didn't see Zohran Mamdani. From X, the latest. Middle East 24 reveals Egyptian media aired confidential footage from Gaza ceasefire talks. The leak shows intense negotiations led by Egypt, Turkey and Qatar, highlighting Cairo's influence. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF strike on Hamas in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports the attack targeted a facility crucial for Hamas's military operations. This action comes as tensions in the region remain high, particularly with Iran's recent threats. For civilians in the area, this means heightened security measures and potential disruptions. Turning to Iran's recent boasts, Ynet highlights Iran's claim of altering the regional deterrence balance after its clash with Israel. This assertion raises concerns about future stability and potential escalations in the region, affecting diplomatic relations and peace efforts. Meanwhile, Israeli ministers are embroiled in heated debates over how to handle threats from Iran and Lebanon. I-24 News notes the disagreement between Ben-Gvir and Dichter on military strategies, reflecting internal divisions that could impact Israel's defense policies and regional alliances. On the diplomatic front, the Times of Israel reports on comments by Vance regarding the Iran deal. He emphasizes the U.S. focus on preventing a nuclear Iran, despite Israeli concerns. This positions the U.S. as a key player in the ongoing negotiations, influencing the broader geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the Competition Authority is considering declaring Karma Wineries a monopoly. This move could lead to stricter regulations, impacting the Israeli wine market significantly. Separately, Maariv Business covers Apple's latest reveal. The new Siri AI aims to revolutionize user interaction, marking a significant shift in technology trends with implications for Israeli tech firms. And finally, CTech reports WhatsApp is taking legal action against NSO Group over a phishing campaign linked to Pegasus. This highlights ongoing cybersecurity challenges and the need for robust digital protections in Israel and globally. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.